Dances of Samoa by Toleafoa Avauli Peter Sitifano, with photographs of students from Holy Family School, Porirua. In Samoa, dance plays a big part in the culture of the people. It helps to show who they are and adds richness to their lives. Three of the most beloved dance forms of Samoa are the whakatauwhiti, or slap dance, the sa-sa, or posture dance, the siwafi, or fire dance. The whakatauwhiti, slap dance. This dance is usually performed by young men. Samoa is a country that has many mosquitoes. The whakatauwhiti is based on the action of swatting mosquitoes on the body. You need to have a good sense of rhythm for the whakatauwhiti. The dancers carry out the movements together and in time to the rhythm. Often, they follow a leader. They use their bodies as percussion by slapping their thighs, vai, chest, whatawhata, and shoulders, tau'au, and by clapping, bati. Mostly the tempo of the dance is fast. The whakatauwhiti was originally performed without any musical backing. But nowadays, someone plays a drum or a whala, a rolled up mat. Together with the movements of the dancers, the beat helps to make the dance exciting and powerful. Although the whakatauwhiti is based on swatting mosquitoes, other ideas have been added. For example, the dance begins with chants about the nonu, which is a tree that grows on many islands in the Pacific. In the early days, young boys in Samoa used its large yellow fruit as a ball. The whakatauwhiti begins with the leader chanting, "Nonu! Atongi atongi e!" Loosely translated as, "I'm going to throw it." The rest of the group reply, "E atongi e!" Then throw it. The sa-sa, posture dance. The sa-sa is a very energetic dance for men, women, boys and girls. Although dancers usually perform the sa-sa sitting down, they use their whole body in the dance. Their movements show everyday activities in Samoa, such as greeting friends and going swimming. The dancers' hand and leg actions must be exact. Often the sa-sa is performed in time to the beating of bate, wooden slit drums, tins, or whala. These movements depict making awa. 1. Amata on a palule awa, starting to mix the awa. 2. Tatau le fau, ringing out the fau. 3. Tongi le fau itua, throwing out the fibre. 4. Tali le fau, receiving the fibre back. The siwafi, fire dance. The siwafi, which features a dancer with a flaming torch, has been performed in Samoa for many generations. Traditionally, the pulenu'u, village mayor, would invite a neighbouring village to a pula, social evening. Different groups from each village would perform. The last to perform would be the taupou, village princess. The people from the two villages would face each other across the malai, the big grassy space in front of the village. A flaming torch would be placed beside the village that was performing first. After several dances, a tula fale, talking chief, would send a dancer carrying the flaming torch to the people from the other village. This would show that it was their turn to perform. The other village would chant, Aluatule afi, aluatule afi, eh. The fire is coming, the fire is coming. The dancer carrying the torch would usually spin it around in different ways. Today, the Sivaafi has grown in popularity throughout Samoa, American Samoa, and Hawaii. Fire dancers don't wear any protective clothing, so they can sometimes get burnt. Sometimes a fire dancer will balance the fire on his feet or place it in his mouth for a very short time. Fire dancers must practice a lot to perfect their moves.